Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to have Coach Wunstead here in studio. And Dave, we said before the break, we'd ask you, they changed their offensive coordinator. They brought in Shane Waldron. At the time, they said that what appealed to them about him was his versatility. Mm-hmm. So presumably he could become more of a run-based coordinator. Do you see that happening this week, especially against a porous run defense like that?
Yes.
In Indy.
Yes, Molly, to answer your question. And let me say this about Shane. Shane, you know, there's offensive coordinators out there that don't believe in the run or don't, more importantly, don't understand it. And that's a critical point. They don't understand when a defense is moving their lineman or they're dropping a safety down or, you know, they're blitzing off one side. They don't understand how to attack somebody with the run game in those situations. Shane does. I mean, I give him – this guy's been with Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll. These are defensive-minded coaches. Belichick and Pete Carroll will just soon run the ball 40 times a game and win. Okay, so he knows how to run the football. I believe that. I'm going to give him credit for that. I think it's just a situation where, you know, it's a little bit like going into the candy store. You got your all you worked on since the draft and OTAs is we got so much talent at receiver. How are we going to get the ball to Keenan? How are we going to get it to Odunze? How are we going to get it to Komet? How are we going to get it to Swift? Not even mentioning DJ. So I think we spent a lot of time with that. That was all everybody talked about inside the building and out. Now, here's where we're at, guys. Now, this is where Flus got to come in. This is where your head coach calls him in and says, listen, okay, well, this is what we need to do. You, Shane, you got to figure out what runs are best, you and the offensive staff, but I want to come out and I want to run the football and throw the ball down the field some on play action pass and, I want to do it 40 times, whatever. And just commit to this. That's the role of the head coach. That's not up to the offensive coordinator just to make the switch on his own. Sometimes they do, but that's not what they're hired to do. They're hired to score points. And right now we're caught up in all the skill guys. This is the head coach's job now to say, guys, figure it out, okay? This is what I want to do. Talk to me tomorrow after we get the game plan to match my philosophy.
Is that why you think he took that approach publicly yesterday, talking about the importance of the running game? And do you think that he or Waldron or combination of everyone got carried away in the first two games because of the presence of weapons the Bears don't typically have?
Right. I do, David. I think you're right on point on both of those things. I think Flus probably went in there. Hey, knowing an old defensive guy, he probably went in there and punched the wall after the game and said, you know, we've got to make some adjustments. We had two of our, you know, I'm not even counting Adunze as playing. I mean, the guy don't practice all week. You're a rookie. Come on. I mean, you know, I knew they threw him a couple passes. So we should have really come out and pondered these guys. And
you ever punch a wall?
Well, that's a whole nother story. Punched a lot of things, but anyway.
That's what you said Flusie might have punched the wall. That kind of like.
Yes, I have. Wow. Yes. I mean, I mean, I'd be told if I was the head coach, I'd be so damn mad at myself. And I've been there. I've been there and come in and said, what was I thinking? I should have stopped this halfway through and said, we got to throw the ball down the field, put Komet in there, put Mercedes Lewis in there, put our fullback in there. But I'm not going to let this kid get hit in the mouth.
Dave, one of the things that's so bothersome is that the defense was manhandling the offense during training camp. They must have known that this was coming, that the offensive line was not very productive even when they first started rushing the passer. Remember all the stories about Sweat had to be benched in practice because he kept hitting the quarterback or he kept grabbing at the ball, whatever it was. And it wasn't helping them at all in their practices. But they must have known that this was coming, right? As much as you deceive yourself, you know what your strengths and your weaknesses on your team are.
And I'm going to take it a step further. I agree with you, Molly. We talked about this coming out of preseason. And one of you guys asked me, what bothers you about our team right now in preseason? I said, I haven't seen us line up and pound the football in the preseason games. I haven't seen Swift. I don't know how many carries he has. We can look it up. But I haven't seen him run the ball. I haven't seen our offensive line execute it consistently. And that's when it has to happen. You know, this third game of the season, it's difficult to try to change the mentality and the execution, you know, of your offense. It's not easy. We got to try to do it, but it's not easy. I can tell you that.
How much do you think that part of this is what we're talking about? A lack of identity, lack of commitment, maybe surprising some coaches that didn't expect this. And how much of it is it, Dave? The Bears just played what could be the best team in the AFC, aside from the Chiefs.
Great team.
If we're going to, you know, be honest about everything we're talking about here, part of the thing you have to be honest about is it could be a big overreaction to a problem that might not be as bad as it seems. You don't want to say that because it sounds like you're an apologist, but the Texans are going to be there deep in the postseason in all likelihood. And I wonder if week two changing everything or questioning everything is that the right response if you're the Bears?
I think you're right on point. I would just say this, okay? Just say this. If we got beat by 3 touchdowns, everybody would be saying, well, it's exactly what you said, David. This is a team that's going to go deep into the playoffs, and they went to, but we had a chance to win this game. So I think we all, as coaches, as players, as media people, as fans, we all look close and say, God, we were there. Why didn't we win the game? So I think it may be a blessing in disguise that this thing was so close because it highlighted our deficiencies.
Right.
And I'm not saying we're not have to change the offense. I mean, we got running plays in there. Trust me. We got more running plays than we can call. It's just a matter of what are we going to emphasize this week and what are we going to commit to? We're not changing the offense. You know, and the other thing, too, is Komet. I thought that Cole, you know, when you're getting a lot of pressure, the quarterback's best friend can be your tight end, you know, because you can get the ball out quick and high percentage throws. And I just don't know if I don't know what happened to and he makes great catches. He's made some of the as good a catches around here in the last couple of years as any receiver has, you know, in traffic, getting hit. You know, and that one sack, I mean, you bring him across in motion or and he's going to try to block Will Anderson when he's running full speed. You got about as good a chance of doing that as me blocking Will Anderson. I mean, that was tough. That was
tough.
You know what I mean? Set him in there and
tough
say,
ask.
Sit him in there and say, I got you. I know that you're a better pass rusher than me, but I'm going to at least, you're going to have to run my butt over. Okay. You know, yeah.
Well,
where's a wall I can punch?
We should say this segment with Dave Wannstedt is sponsored by ChicagoRoofingContractors.org, providing all weather protection for your business.
We may need them.
Yeah. Dave, I'm just curious. You know, you talk about Kmet, and you know, he came out yesterday and said it's not all on the offensive line, and it's true. They gave up, I believe, 7 sacks in the game, and 4 of them are directly given up by offensive linemen, 2 by Darnell Wright, but and 1 by each guard. They gave up a ton of pressure. I'm not saying they played great, but you know, there were some mistakes outside of just the offensive line. However, it begins there, and if you played better and if you got downhill a little, maybe you curtail the amount of blitzing and then those other guys aren't getting there because the offensive line misses or they can't block more than the guy in front of them, etc.
Yes, I mean, 100%. You know, yeah, I agree. I mean, and we shouldn't say offensive line, even though we do have some personnel things that we got to work through. I think we should probably be using the term protection in general.
Yeah.
Because we can get a lot of guys involved in the protection. You know, as I mentioned, the tight ends, the fullbacks, I mean, the back, you can get everybody involved in protection. So we should probably be talking in terms of that. What can we do? And, you know, if I was really glad to hear and see that they were putting the time up here because, and I'll go back some years now. when we were at the University of Miami, we had Vinny Testaverde. He won the Heisman for back in the day. People may not know who he is. He won the Heisman. You know, we had an undefeated season. Vinny was the first pick of the entire draft that year. Great player. But I think we were sacked like 15, let's say it was 15 times or something. The next year, we got a little guy, smart guy, Steve Walsh, and I think we gave up 5 sacks. And I remember Tony Wise talking to him and Jimmy Johnson talking to him, and he says, Coach, it's real simple. Steve Walsh gets the ball out so much quicker that he's the best thing that's happened to our offensive line. My point that I was working to is it was very good for me mentally to see that they were putting the time up there. Caleb was getting rid of the ball on an average of
2.5,
2.5 something. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
When it was below 2.59, he was completing passes. Anything above that,
that was a good start.
Right.
It was definitely a good start.
You know what I mean? But that was comforting to me because my first reaction was, is this kid holding the ball 2.7
they
seconds?
They can do that.
You know what I mean?
They can meet that standard. They can get rid of the ball and do the quick passing game if you want. You didn't draft him first overall to be a game manager.
Right.
Game managers are good at doing that. Steve Walsh was more game manager.
Oh, 100%.
Vinny Testaverde was game breaker.
100%.
And so I want him to be game breaker.
Yep.
Now, maybe you have to take baby steps, but you have to have a combination of both. They can't do both right now because they can't protect.
I agree. Good point.
So to that end, David, and I know you don't want the aggression coached out of this player.
Can't do it.
Would you be better off running the ball, using the punter, playing field position, and trying to just win a game as opposed to scoring points every time you get a possession?
Yes, I would look at it that way. I mean, my first thing I did when we got together every week, I would set in there and I would say, what do we got to do as a team to win this game?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And
if you're the Bears in this season and you are in the midst of a division that is maybe up for grabs, you look at it that way. You're not as interested, and this sounds absurd, but you're not as interested in the development of your quarterback because you feel like he's got to be a player that helps you win, not yes. maybe develop that this year, not
right.
next year.
I agree.
So you look at it every week, not developing your quarterback. How do we win this game? Because we have playoff aspirations. This is a playoff season. It can be because your division may not be as good as, or you're closer maybe than you think. Because of a lot of factors, because you got an elite defense.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't look at their defense. You know, they took Derek Stingley Jr., a Pro Bowl corner, and they locked him down on DJ Moore.
Yes.
I mean, that's smart. I mean, and then everybody was saying, why did Carter get so many passes? It was because Carter was matched up on their rookie corner, Lassiter.
Yes.
So they matched up, and, you know, this was going to be a challenge. This should not have been a game plan that we look at and say, oh, wow, we got a big advantage. You know what I mean? Because they got great people over there, too. So, you know, you were going to win this game by playing great defense, and you were going to have to win this game on special teams and not turning the ball over.
Is Keenan Allen, was that a bad move if indeed he's got a heel problem due to plantar fasciitis and he is going to be impacted by it? You know, if nothing else, he doesn't practice. So Keenan Allen is an artist in terms of getting open on third down, etc.
Right.
He's like a third down machine. The problem is if the quarterback doesn't get to build any chemistry with him, how does that work?
Yeah, it hurts a little bit, but it's not Keenan's fault. I mean, we've all had that injury. It can come up walking down the street, you know, really. I mean, it's
comes up more often when you're 32, probably.
Yeah, it comes at you when you're My age too. Absolutely.
you're older than 32.
I live with plantar fasciitis. But anyway, it's what was I saying? You got me going, Molly. Yes. So because remember the one play in the first game that was thrown behind Keenan Allen, and it was a great explanation on TV that Keenan was going in on an option route, and he saw by experience that there was a linebacker that wasn't that far away. So he was not going to drift in there. Remember the play? He was not going to drift in there any farther. Well, it's probably drawn up, and they were practicing it with that linebacker not being there. So Caleb is seeing Keenan make the turn, and he's anticipating that he's going in.
Yes.
So he's going to get the ball, good timing throw, and he's going to put the ball out in front of him. Well, Keenan knows, I'm not going in there because that could be a potential headache or an interception.
Yes.
If the ball's way out. So Keenan shuts it down a little bit.
Right.
And the ball, and it's a misfire.
Yes.
That's what misses Molly.
It's experience.
To your point of them not working together.
It's experience.
You know, I mean, that
chemistry.
That was the perfect play of chemistry of guys working. And you say, how did Edelman and who was the other little receiver?
Wes Welker
catch 70, 80 balls with Tom Brady. It wasn't ability as much as just being on the same
know-how,
page.
Savvy. Yes,
savvy, yeah. Know-how, absolutely.
All right, so going into Indy, the Bears can't afford to lose this game, especially against a team that is as soft against the run as the Colts are. What happens Sunday in Indianapolis?
Well, we're going to get some turnovers. Our defense, I mean, Flus and Eric Washington, our defense coordinator, you know, those guys came out of the box ready to play, in my opinion. But, boy, again, at halftime, these guys do as good a job at halftime as – I mean, they came out and they started – you know, they were showing that two-linebacker pressure in the middle, and then one time they dropped them both. One time they dropped one and rushed one. When they got the sack with Edmonds, they ran a twist with Edwards and Edward. I mean, they had a nice scheme, really nice scheme. We're going to get some turnovers this week from Richardson in Indianapolis. The guy threw three picks last week and fumbled twice, I think. So we're going to get some turnovers. Here's going to be the key. When we get the turnovers, we got to get points. We got to get points. We're going to get sudden change. You know, we got to score off the turnovers, and we got to get touchdowns, not field goals on the road.
They scored 13 points, and six of them were on 50-yard field goals.
Dave. Don't knock the field goal. It's back.
Yeah.
The field goal is back.
But would you prefer not to be 50?
The 50-plus yard field goal is back. That's with a vengeance.
I'm all but – I'm Mr. Field Goal Guy, trust me. But it's it's tough.
Mr. Field Goal Guy.
Well, Coach, you know how many times I kicked field goals and got booed? For not going for it.
Yeah.
And tell you what, you win a hell of a lot of games.
I'll tell you what, we'd be talking about the Eagles winning that game last night if they would have kicked a field goal when they should have.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Always enjoy.
Dave.
That's hysterical.
All right, go Bears.
That is Mr. Field Goal Guy, Dave wants that. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.